The ruling this month clears the way for SEALASKA's claim to move forward, but it doesn't necessarily mean the Southeast Regional Native Corporation will be taking ownership anytime soon.
I wouldn't want anyone to think that this is a done deal.
Jaylene Arujo is vice president and general counsel for SEALASKA.
We are very pleased with the decision because it potentially clears the way for the process to move forward. But we're certainly not, we're not celebrating yet until we actually have a deed in our files.
SEALASKA originally filed for the land back in 1975 as part of its entitlement under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. ANCSA allows regional Native corporations to apply for ownership of historic or cemetery sites, and the 11 acres at Redoubt Lake are the site of a fishing village historically used by Sitka's Tlingit K'iksa'ati clan. The claim moved through the federal bureaucracy at a snail's pace until 2011, when the Bureau of Land Management, which oversees ANCSA claims, finally began surveying the site. Soon after, the trustees of the Sheldon Jackson College filed a claim for 160 acres at Redoubt, including the land claimed by SEALASKA.
The goal is actually, what we're trying to do is protect that area so it always has public access to the, especially to the fisheries.
That's Sheldon Jackson trustee Rob Allen. Redoubt is the largest sockeye run near Sitka and an important source of subsistence salmon for Sitkans, both native and not. The U.S. Forest Service runs a fertilization program at the lake and maintains a weir there, and some residents are worried that SEALASKA ownership might limit access to the fishery or end the Forest Service program. While Sheldon Jackson College closed in 2007, the Board of Trustees remains tasked with handling the school's remaining property. In 2012, the trustees filed a color of title claim to the land at Redoubt. On July 8th, the BLM issued its ruling rejecting that claim. The Sheldon Jackson trustees have a 30-day window in which to appeal the decision. Allen says the board hasn't decided yet whether it will appeal, and he says the trustees don't object to SEALASKA owning the land. They just want to see a more concrete guarantee that public access will be preserved.
You know, we've asked SEALASKA if they would consider doing some meaningful legal language to put it that, you know, it will always be open for anyone to use for public access, and that we just have not been able to reach an agreement with them on that.
We don't expect to see any change.
That's Arujo again. She says SEALASKA has no plans to limit public access to Redoubt.
In our discussion with the community of Sitka, in particular with the tribe, with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, this site is currently used predominantly for the subsistence fishing resources in that area. And so we don't have any intention of stopping that use, because for us, subsistence use and access to subsistence resources is very important.
In 2013, SEALASKA signed an agreement with the Sitka tribe. If SEALASKA does get the land, the tribe would manage the site. In the agreement, both parties stress their commitment to maintaining access to the subsistence fishery and continuing the Forest Service weir and fertilization program, to the extent that they are able under the ANCSA guidelines. Arujo says the core issue is that the regional Native corporations are now the only means through which Alaska's Native communities can get collective ownership of important sites.
Our tribes, unfortunately, do not have a land entitlement. They don't have a right to select lands currently around their communities. So if there will be any Native ownership at all around our communities of economic or culturally significant sites, it's all through our regional corporations.
Nevertheless, even the agreement with the Sitka tribe doesn't change the fact that SEALASKA ownership would still be private corporate ownership of what is now public Forest Service land. That, however, is the process established by ANCSA. And in the case of Redoubt Lake, that process will continue to grind on. A spokesperson for the Bureau of Land Management said she could not estimate when final ownership of the site might be decided. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.